It's the WEOL Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Each week, we take a look at high school wrestling in Lorain County. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. They put your family first. We'll get the latest in high school wrestling coming up on AM 930, 100.3 FM, the WEOL mobile app, and WEOL.com.
Time to take you through another fantastic voyage on another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, and we have reached the beginning of February. This is where things really, really get excited. Sean, very, very excited to be joined by you once again. And again, things get very, very interesting this time of year.
Right. We're already now into the conference tournaments. Last week we had our first conference tournament. This weekend coming up, we have the regional dual team tournaments. We're pretty much in the postseason now. And it's exciting because, at this time it's do or, head home type of thing. And it's kind of it's where it gets tense. For here, it's been fun up to this point. Now you're starting to get on the edge of your seat because these matches become super important, and it's really probably some of the best wrestling of the season.
Well, a lot to get into today. Coming up in the second segment of today's show, we'll talk to Brookside head coach Andrew Smith, get his thoughts on the season, and they're also hosting the regionals coming up too, correct?
Yeah, they've done it a couple years now, and I've always kind of, he's his first year as the head coach, but he's been an assistant coach with the program, so he has a good layout on what all that takes, and I've been interested to kind of find out, that regional duels, they just switched it last year to a one-day event. They used to host just the first stop, which was the first two rounds of the regionals. They used to break it up into two Wednesdays. Now they do it all on a Saturday. So, it's been a different switch. They have to change up their hosting style. I'm interested to see how that all kind of, what all that goes into pulling that off every year.
And in a moment, we'll spend some time on signing day. You put a few nice pieces together the last few days. You were all over that on social media, too, so we want to spend a minute or two on that. And also, at least at the time of the recording of this show, there's been one wrestling event rescheduled since Mother Nature decided she didn't want to play nice today.
Yeah, I was actually, and it was the one I was slated to be at, which was Vermilion at Firelands. And, it was kind of icy. I had a big, thick layer of ice on my car when I went out today. So I understand there's potential hazards on the road and stuff like that. All I got to say is if the weather's going to be bad, now's the time. Don't save it for this weekend when I have to drive out to Oregon Clay again. I never have a good drive out there, so I'm assuming I'm going to have bad weather again. But let's hope that, the bad weather all spins out its, quota right now so that I can have a nice, pleasant drive out toward Toledo this weekend.
In the final segment of our show, we'll take a look at some of the regional matchups this weekend. We'll also recap the GCC tournament. Second to last time that you'll actually have to, that you had to cover that, right?
One more time to go? Yeah, one more. And I'm sure you probably are on pins and needles waiting to see who won that tournament. I won't even, we'll just give you the spoiler right now. Elyria won again, and they didn't make it close again. They have not dropped a Greater Cleveland Conference dual meet or a tournament title since they are a founding member. So, the GCC is also counting down those days. It's just not Elyria counting down those days till Elyria's gone. GCC opponents are counting down those days as well.
Yeah, they got after it in Euclid this past weekend for sure. Well, before we wrap up the opening segment, we alluded to this a few moments ago. Signing day, obviously a really cool day for all the kids in the area that picked out their destination to continue their athletic and academic careers. You were all over that over the last few days on social media. You had a real nice piece this morning in the Chronicle Telegram. Just your general thoughts on signing day and where you found out some of these kids are going here next year and beyond.
Yeah, it's obviously a day built for the athletes and like their parents and friends and coaches and things. They could certainly do that, sign that piece of paper in the athletic director's office, fax it off, and be done. But it's obviously turns it into something that's a little bit more memorable for them. I remember the one when I believe it was one of the Lorain guys. I think it was Rashad Berry, when he was going to Ohio State to play football, they had the band in the gym. They had a video board. They had a cake. They had, and they really did it up. Lorraine, again, yesterday for theirs, had cake and, you know, all that. So a lot of these schools really go all out and make this a big deal. So it was it's kind of cool. Obviously, as the story said today, a lot of football players in this one. We had, I think, 9 of 16 were football players. And then, obviously, as far as wrestling goes, the cool thing was Ben Dorr from Elyria. He's going to play two sports at Lake Erie College. He's going to play football, which he's been in All-Ohio linebacker at, and he's going to wrestle for them as well. And he's expected to be a state placer in All-Ohio, which would be All-Ohio in wrestling this in a couple weeks here. So, yeah, that was kind of a cool thing getting to write that, because you don't write a lot about guys who play two sports or girls that play two sports in college. That's still kind of a rarity. I mean, it was real, you know, popular back in the turn of the century when Vic Janowitz was playing, like, I think three sports at Ohio State. You don't see that much anymore, so that was kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, it should be exciting for him when he continues his career playing with the Storm over in Painesville on the east side for Lake Erie College. All right, coming up here in just a few moments, we are going to hear from Brookside head coach Andrew Smith, and then we'll continue to talk about the GCC tournament and get into the regionals this weekend. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Welcome you back into another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, and it's time now for us to head back to the hotline as we welcome in Brookside head coach Andrew Smith. Coach Smith, we appreciate you joing us as always. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Hey, Coach. You know, we're going to talk about the program and how things are going this season. But before we even do all that, we've already kind of mentioned the first segment about the big weekend coming up. It's the dual team regional tournaments, and you guys have hosted that for the last few years. And again, I know this is your first year as head coach, but you've been with the program for a while, so you know what it all goes into. You know, pulling this thing off. Can you just kind of break it down for people what it's like to kind of host this dual team regional event?
Sure, definitely. Yeah, as you said, you know, Brookside, you know, we're hosting the Division II Region 10 team dual regional here at Brookside. 14 teams from, you know, across the region, you know, some as, you know, far as, you know, west side of Sandusky, you know, all the way out east. And, you know, every year changes, you know, based on, you know, who's in the tournament and so forth. We've had schools as far as Wasignan and as far east as Chagrin Falls. But formats at the high school complex, which there'll be, you know, two mats in the main, you know, competition gym, and then we're having two mats in the middle school gym, which is, you know, essentially connected by, you know, a cafetorium. So a nice facility for, you know, hosting an event. It would say it's, you know, it presents a, presents some, you know, some complications, and that's just a preparation complications. You know, when you host event, and, you know, we don't practice at the high school facility. We actually practice in the former high school, which is currently the Brookside Intermediate School. So for those people who've been around for a while, you know, they've been to our facility, which is the intermediate school. And so, you know, there's some discombobulation, you know, as a host school, you know, getting things organized and put together and, you know, recruiting, you know, parents. And it just adds a different layer of preparation for the kids, which I would say is, you know, is a good thing. There's a lot of things that we work on, you know, as part of our program, and that is kind of the balance, you know, of what it takes to be a wrestler. You know, but that's, you know, Saturday. I know wrestling begins at 9 a.m. You know, five rounds. You know, it's one of those things, and, you know, in the dual competition tournament that. Hey, you lose, you know, you're back on the bus. So we're excited, and, you know, we're hopeful. You know, we didn't get draws what we had wanted to, but, hey, you never know. You know, the postseason is a different era, a different world for, you know, for sports. So, you know, hopeful that, you know, we'll be able to, you know, get into the tournament.
And obviously, you mentioned the draw. The nice thing is your site has the most local teams. I believe 5 Lorain County teams are in the field at the Division II site. We only have 3 in Division I and 2 in Division III, so a lot of local kids there. You mentioned the draw. Obviously, you guys are up against Medina Buckeye in the first round. They've been pretty tough. They were obviously the defending champions from the last Patriot Athletic Conference. You probably know that's the nice thing is that you kind of know about a lot of these kids because you guys got to see them last year as a conference rival. How do the matchups look? You feel like there's definitely some weight classes. There's going to be some great individual matchups.
Rich Conkle down at Medina Buckeye, runs a nice program, has a nice program. Something that I think that we respect each other for is the fact that we're both scrappy teams, and that's something that Brookside has kind of a little tradition for, and so we haven't seen them this year. But I'd say that, we're looking forward to that competition. They're scrappy guys, and definitely we've got some guys who I think can have some good competitive matches.
I mentioned also in the first segment that you guys have hosted the regional dual teams for years. When you first started, they had the regional split up. They did the first 2 rounds. You were the host site for that. Then they did the semifinals and finals at another site. And then last year they started where they do the whole day on a Saturday in one site. So your thoughts on that switch, and do you prefer that now, or are you better or happier hosting the entire regional?
Right. I mean, when I first started to coach in high school, it was that split site where they'd run the first 2 rounds and then you'd go to another location on a different day. And, I prefer this format because I think it does a couple of things for the sports. I think it, brings lots of teams together. So there's kind of that camaraderie aspect. But I also think it's good for our sport because, these are, significant events, and these are significant events that are hosted locally. Like you said, we have multiple Lorain County schools that are coming to our site. And so, it gives us some, media interaction and some interaction to, advertise to, a student body. In wrestling, you don't get a lot of home events, or we haven't traditionally in, a conference matchup and so forth, unless you're hosting multiple tournaments and so forth. So, I think it's really, really a cool thing that, big event, lots of people, lots of opportunity to see different styles of wrestling. I'm supportive of the change. I like it. I think it really, we can use these types of events in order to promote our sport.
Well, I don't want to spoil tomorrow's feature that I'm going to have in the paper. I'll hint that it is about Brookside Wrestling, but let's talk about some of the wrestlers on the team. Some of the guys who really have stepped up, not just this year, but over the last couple seasons since you've been working with the program for a few years now. Who do you look at and expect to really kind of have a big postseason here coming up?
Coach Houston and I. Who's one of our varsity assistants, as a lot of people know in the wrestling world that he was a former head coach here at Brookside. We get a great relationship and friendship, and we really work well together. And we were just talking, we always get together after all of our dual meets and do the stats, and that's when you send them out, and you guys get them there at the Chronicle and so forth. But we were talking about, the postseason, because, it's a new, it's a new journey for people in the postseason. Really looking at Tyler Warren. He's a senior, 138 pounds. I coached him the last 6 years as well, from when I was coaching junior high and middle school. He's currently 14-3. I think he took second place, I think, at the Cobos Invitational in Avon Lake at the beginning of the season. Eric Sadler, he's 113 pounder. Wrestled 106 last year, I think 113 based on kind of his body structure and, stature and so forth. I think 113 is a better class for him. He's 15-10. Daniel Davis is a sophomore, 145 pounds. He's 12-6. And then, Carson Neal, who's our 160 pounder with a record of 14-10. Those kind of 4 guys, looking at you never know. You know, Coach and I were talking that, hey, a couple good draws, a couple guys could get stuck. And, you know, we've had freshmen who have made it into the districts before. And so, we talk with kids about, you never know. You're 100% all the way to the end, especially if guys who, may not be your starting wrestler, who could be number two or three, depending on their weight class. You never know. Something happens, skin issue, weight issue, that you could be out there. So kind of try to hit those messages home that, full momentum, 100%, go hard all the way to the end of the season.
The last time Bo and I talked to you was at the preseason show at the Brew Kettle. So you were just about to enter your first year as a head coach. But you were set up pretty well because obviously you were an assistant with the program, and Seth, who was the head coach, flipped over and now is your varsity assistant. And I know you were coaching a lot of these kids when they were in the middle school program, so you knew the athletes pretty well. I think you didn't have some of the worries that a lot of person would have when they take that job. Has it been as smooth as you would have had hoped it would be? And what are your kind of thoughts at this point of the season now that you've had a couple months running the program?
Being a head coach, and Houston and I laugh about this all the time. Being a head coach, man, it is a whole nother world. For sure. There's constant learning curve. Definitely, there's things that we're looking to improve. For next year, a lot of stuff that we're working on with the guys are really kind of talking about kind of dedication and commitment, kind of the balance in your life. Been able to see kids, from, like you said, when I was coaching middle school, to see them progress. I've seen kids who have taken a year off and have come back, and said, hey, I made a mistake. I didn't wrestle last year. And, halfway through the season, I was like, oh, that was the biggest mistake that I made. So really talking with the guys, about wrestlers, about, life choices and making, balance. The dedication, and time commitment to this sport is very intense. And we talk a lot about, making a commitment to yourself and others. And that, there's going to be times where you're going to be like, hey, I just want to give it up, or, it's rough. And that's for sure. And so I think that these are, great life lessons. There is something that we kind of want to look for in terms of next year. We're kind of going to look at our schedule for what we're wrestling last year. And we want to have some more home events, whether we're hosting a dual or double dual or a tri or quad. The intermediate school where we practice all of our stuff is there. So, it used to be a high school, so it's, a competition facility. We're looking to, host some events and, kind of bring some more positive attention to the sport. So I guess those are some of the, some of the highlights. It's one of the things that, coaching wrestling has been, very good to me, made a lot of, good relationships, and, even talking with coaches about, what the off season looks like, and, kind of getting these guys together and really, really strengthening the program, in the off season here in the spring, summer.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we wish you guys the best of luck as you host the regional this weekend.
All right, appreciate that very much. Go Cards.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.
That's Brookside head coach Andrew Smith joining us here in the Cobalt Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Let's step aside and take one final break. When we come back, we will recap this past weekend's Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament, and then we'll also preview the regionals coming up this weekend here on the Cobalt Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Final segment on the 1st February edition of the Cobalt Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. He's Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram. I'm Andy Bolbarch, and we're having some fun here today talking about what's coming up this weekend with all these regional tournaments. But before we get to previewing that, we'll go ahead and we'll recap what went down this past weekend. Sean spoiled it for you a couple segments ago already by telling you who won. And that GCC,
it was a nail-biter.
The GCC Conference Tournament over at Euclid, and Elyria stole the show once again.
Yeah. So, I mean, Elyria, what can you say? I mean, they go in there and they, like I said, they haven't lost a dual meet ever in that conference. They haven't lost a tournament championship. They go in, there's 14 weight classes in high school competition. They put all 14 guys on the podium there. They had eight champions. I mean, you shake your head when you kind of just look at what they're able to do. And it's no surprise that they were ranked 12th in the nation, you know, going into that tournament. Now they are ranked number 11 in the nation. The new rankings came out yesterday or this morning. You know, that's just amazing. And Brecksville, with the loss to Wadsworth, has dropped down to 12. So now Elyria is the number two ranked team in the state. St. Edward's ranked number 9 in the nation. So 9, 11, and 12, those three schools. That could be a shootout when in a couple of weeks when we have those state duels down in Columbus. So, yeah, Elyria's getting it done.
14 placers, as you mentioned, and eight kids coming away with first place finishes as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, well, I'll run through everybody so everybody kind of knows what happened there. The champions were Colin Noel at 106 pounds, Peyton Fenton at 113 pounds, Bryce Allison at 120 pounds, Dylan Shaver at 126 pounds, Nate Burnett at 132 pounds, Mick Burnett at 138, Jake Evans at 182 pounds, and Ben Doerr at 195 pounds. Isaac Pedraza was the runner-up at 145. Enrique Munguia in an unbelievable, fantastic match with Derek Fields of Brunswick. These are two of the top guys in the state and the country. Was runner-up at 152 pounds, and that actually avenged a loss for Derek Fields, where Enrique Munguia beat him 4-2 at the Ironman at Walsh Jessup way back in the beginning of the season. Alexander Lowry was runner-up at heavyweight, 285. JoJo Norwood, freshman at 170 pounds, was fourth. Gage Steffi was fourth at 220, and Dylan Hendricks was sixth at 160. So all 14 guys finish, you know, in that top six. But obviously, you know, those champions all had great, you know, we had three-time GCC champions. Mick Burnett finished with his third title. Colin Noel, who wasn't even in the varsity lineup his freshman and sophomore year, but found a way to get into the GCC tournament because of guys that were either ill, injured, or had some weight issues that they weren't making the weight cut right. He won his third championship. Dylan Shaver won his third championship, and Jake Evans won his third championship. And because Jake Evans and Colin Noel are juniors, they'll have the first opportunities to become wrestlers, the first wrestlers to ever win four GCC titles next season. Now the GCC is only, I think, 5-6 years old, so it's not like a lot of guys have had that opportunity, especially with Elyria winning all the snatching up all the titles. But that'll be kind of something to kind of, you know, fun to keep an eye on. Obviously, Colin, if they all make the finals, Colin and Jake make the finals, then obviously Colin will have the first shot at it because he's a lower weight. But yeah, just you know, some great stories overall. I think all eight of those guys had to beat a state ranked guy on the way to the finals. They all got bonus points. I think everybody got either pins, technical falls, major decisions on the way. It's kind of what you expect, though, at this point from these Elyria wrestlers. They're just a dominant group of guys. They go in there and they just you know, get the job done over and over again.
And my guess is we'll probably hear and talk about a lot of those same names this weekend. You're headed out to Oregon, Clay, weather permitting, of course. Hopefully things get a little bit better between now and Saturday. But Elyria will be there along with Avon Lake and Lorraine at that dual team regional tournament.
Yeah, and Elyria, being the number one seed, will actually get a bye into the quarterfinals. So they'll take on the winner of number 8 Bowling Green and number 9 Fremont Ross in the quarterfinals. The other two teams are underdogs in their opening matchups. Lorraine is the number 12 seed. They start with number 5 Toledo Whitmer. And then Avon Lake is the number 13 seed. They start with number 4 Ashland, which is obviously interesting for anybody who kind of really follows the high school wrestling scene pretty well, because Ashland is Division II in the individual wrestling tournament and is wrestling in Division I for the dual team tournament. I'm not sure that Ashland, there's the option to bump up in division if you want, a school can. I don't know if Ashland actually did that because the numbers are slightly off between the team state tournament and the individual state tournament, and Ashland might have been caught in that small gap where they are a Division II team for individual and a Division I team for the state duels. So either way, they're still a pretty solid team, and they're the 4 seed there. So Elyria highly expected to come out of this with the championship, but there are some tough teams. Obviously, Ashland's no you know, walkover. The number 2 seed is Perrysburg, which, you know, that would be a kind of an an awkward final because Eric Burnett is the head coach of Elyria. Scott Burnett, his brother, is the head coach at Perrysburg, and that's one that Mom Burnett will keep her eyes covered and you know, won't want to watch because she does not like when those two teams go up against each other because obviously she loves both her sons. She's gotten to know all the wrestlers on these two lineups and loves them, so she does not want to see anybody lose in that matchup. So, and then the three seed is Oregon Clay, the host school. These are all tough programs, but I, you know, unless Elyria, you know, has a guy or two, you know, get injured or is sick or fails skin check or misses weight or something like that. If they're there with their full lineup, they should have no problems getting out of that regional.
And the next regional we're going to discuss, we talked about it briefly when we had Brookside head coach Andrew Smith on with us last segment because Brookside is hosting it on Saturday. The Cards will be there along with Clearview, Firelands, Keystone, and Vermilion locally.
Yeah, and there's a couple of the local teams are actual favorites in their first-round matchup. Keystone is the number 5 seed. They'll take on number 12 Huron in the first round. Everybody has a first-round matchup. They're the only byes that were given in this regional where Sandusky Perkins is the top seed. They got a bye, and the number 2 seed is Bay. They got a bye. But Keystone's the number 5 seed. They take on number 12 Huron, so they'll be a favorite to win that first-round matchup. And then Firelands is the number 7 seed. They'll take on number 10 seed, Cleveland Central Catholic, in the first round. So those two teams are favored. We already mentioned Brookside. They're the 14 seed. They'll take on number 3 seed, Buckeye. They're obviously a heavy underdog there, so they'll need probably their guys wrestling their best, maybe a little bit of luck to get into the next round because Buckeye is a tough lineup start to finish there. Above them is number 13, Clearview. They'll take on number 4, Sandusky, another very tough matchup. And then we have a pretty much a coin flip matchup. Vermilion, number 9, very, very slight underdog to number 8, Padua. Obviously, either one of those teams might come out of there. If Vermilion's victorious, they get the luxury of playing number 1 seed, Sandusky Perkins, in the next round, in the quarterfinals. So that would be a good dual meet as well, just to see kind of, you know, if they can get in there, just to kind of test themselves against one of the top seeds in the region.
And then rounding out this weekend's action, the Division III dual team regional tournament down at Oak Harbor, Columbia and Wellington will both be in action.
Yeah, and and they're both underdogs by seeding. Wellington is actually an 8 seed, so they're a slight favorite against Woodmer in the first round. And then Clearview is an 11 seed, or Columbia, sorry, is an 11 seed, and they take on number 6 Plymouth. But, you know, those 11-6s, you watch enough March Madness tournaments, that 11-6 isn't, you know, it happens quite often that 11 can knock off a 6. So you never know, you know, Columbia can, you know, put up its best effort of the season and you know, score a win there. If so, if Columbia can pull that upset and get into the quarterfinals, they'd have number 3 Oak Harbor in the quarterfinals. Wellington, if they win that 8-9 matchup, obviously, you know, where 8-9 goes, right up to the number 1 seed, which is Edison, who a lot of people think have a real shot of winning the Division III state championship, you know, come March. So that would be a tough matchup. Edison, I think, is also the only team that beat Wadsworth, who we just mentioned recently knocked off Brecksville. So Edison's definitely got a tough dual lineup as well. The other top seeds that get first-round byes, Ashland Crestview is the number 2 seed, and then number 4 is Gibsonburg. They all get pushed right into the quarterfinals there. And that's this site is at Oak Harbor, so it's a little bit of a haul for these guys, and that might be why we didn't see a lot of Division III participants because, you know, that's a long way to go. But same thing with Division I out there at Oregon Clay. We only got 3 of our Division I teams through, and that's unfortunate. I'd like to see more guys out there competing, especially since it doesn't cost any schedule points. But if teams you know, are going through some injury issues or, you know, other things where they're really, you know, worried about it and they just need that rest week and they don't want to travel out there, I totally get it.
Good stuff. Well, that'll give us a ton to talk about next week for sure. Sean, a pleasure as always. Safe travels to Oregon Clay. Let's hope that you get good weather there and back.
Yeah, I'm knocking on every piece of wood in the studio here to make sure that happens.
Good stuff. Well, look forward to doing this again next week. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in to today's show. We'd like to say thank you as well to Brookside head coach Andrew Smith for joining us as well. For Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, this is Andy Bulbarch saying thank you again for tuning in to today's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.